Teenagers spend much time in front of the mirror. Interrupting this process, as any experienced parent knows, is about as dangerous as disturbing a sleeping crocodile. But a healthy amount of vanity is good for young people. What many of us don't realize is that adults require reflection as well. Unfortunately, like Snow White's wicked stepmother, I've learned that mirrors can too easily be used to tell ourselves we're the fairest of them all. A story from the Book of Samuel always reminds me of the dangers of self-deception. God was greatly displeased with King David's plot to marry Bathsheba, someone else's wife with whom David had already had a liaison. Nathan the prophet was sent to rebuke David, conveying to him the well-known parable of selfish cruelty. There were two men who lived in a city, one rich and one poor. The rich man had many flocks. The poor man had but one small ewe. A traveler came seeking food and shelter from the rich man. Reluctant to take from his own flocks, instead he took the poor man's ewe to serve to the visitor. King David immediately pronounces a judgment of death for the rich man, only to discover the prophet was speaking about David himself. Seeing a reflection of his behavior in Nathan's words caused David to accept God's rebuke. He fasted and prayed for a week. Often as adults, we rationalize bad behavior or act out uncontrollably on impulse, but then cover up, usually by placing the blame on others. For me, this tends to happen when I'm rushed for time, losing patience, snapping at a colleague, or worse, letting work pressure boil over into our home life. In days of old, biblical prophets like Nathan helped people reflect on the moral issues of their day. Sadly, today, this doesn't happen. All the more reason to ensure that each of us gets a daily dose of healthy self-reflection.